one. I might just be the one.
Anytime I count shit, that's the only time we make up, make up. You exist behind my eyelids, no, I don't wanna wake up.
2020 vision, Cupid hit me with precision. I wonder if you look both ways when you cross my mind. I said I'm sick of chasing. You're the one that's always running through my daydream. I can only see your face when I close my eyes.
Can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war.
I said, okay, dookie, my infatuation entering late into another form of what you call it. Oh yeah, I ain't met you, I've been looking, stop the waiting for, I stop the chasing like an alcoholic. You don't understand me, what the you mean? It's them rose cheeks, yeah, it's them dirt colored eyes. Sugar, honey, iced tea, bumblebee on the scene. Yeah, I give up my bakery to have a piece of your pie. Ugh.
2020 vision. Cupid hit me with precision. I wonder if you look both ways when you cross my mind.
Think about it. There must be higher love down in the heart of hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is wasted time. Look inside your heart, I look inside mine. We'll be right back.
Hello. How's it going, everyone? I have to fix the thing. Hang on one second. Okay, it's fixed. So, welcome, everyone, to another episode of Preserved Jams, in which we are having a really great time. We're back from spring break. We are rocking and we're rolling.
And we're rejuvenated.
And we're rejuvenated, I would say. Did everyone have a good spring break?
Yes.
Give me like a number one spring break moment.
Any moment with my dog, Lucas.
Oh, we
They're
love
all
Lucas.
Tied for number one.
Yeah, it's true.
I cut off all of my hair.
It's true. So Kieran is our special guest star today.
Howdy.
And he's here with us, and he had very long hair, and he just cut it all off. And may I say, it looks fabulous.
So great.
I mean it.
Thank you so much.
I really do. So we just played. I'm going to intersperse some 80s music in here because that's what I'm feeling today. And we're going to have some fun discussion questions, and we're going to just rock and roll and have a good time together. So for right now, enjoy. This is Anna, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, it's me again, and my wonderful co-hosts. So, a couple of questions that we have for everyone in the studio today. So what Kieran and I were discussing earlier, and Bridget, we want to get your input, is what kind of pasta would you be if you were a pasta?
Oh, a bow tie.
Why?
That's the best shape
of
pasta.
But a gluten-free bow tie.
Obviously.
A farfalle.
No, the scientific term is bow tie.
Bow tie? Okay, can you expand upon that?
I don't think it needs expansion. I think the shape speaks for itself. It's like business in the front, but also a party.
It is spiffy.
Yeah.
You could
What about you, Anna? What's your pasta shape?
So I was telling Kieran, I think that my pasta shape is actually rotini. So let me tell you why, Bridget. I think it's a rotini because it goes curly-Q, right? And it's a little wild, but like it's wild in a controlled way. And you can get all of the flavors, all of the sauce.
There's a lot of, yeah.
All of the cheese, like in the crevasses, you know, like in between the different layers of the curly-Q. And it just seems fun, you know? It just seems fun.
Fun and flirty. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Kieran?
You know, I think this really comes down to if we're talking stuffed pasta or not.
Mm.
If it's non-stuffed pasta, you know, pappardelle, those little thick ribbon ones. That's like a good sauce delivery system. It's got some good texture. It's good on its own, but like,
it's true.
It really.
Oh yeah, I just googled it. That's a nice shape.
It is a nice shape.
She thick.
Double C, 100%. But if we're going stuffed, tortellini all the way.
All the way.
Because ravioli, like, they can get a bit big. It can have a bit too much.
It can be unwieldy.
You want to get it in one bite.
You're right.
You want to get it in one bite.
Sometimes you have to bite a ravioli in half.
Or you have to, like, cut it in half and everything just spills out.
That's not what you want.
That's not, and, like, don't even get me started on stuffed shells.
Those messy
atrocities.
Oh, see, I feel like stuffed shells kind of have their own, like, that's what they're meant to do.
They're meant to ooze.
Spill wet cheese everywhere?
Yeah.
No, thank you. Tortellini all the way.
Okay. That was a good discussion.
That was a good discussion.
That was a good discussion. I'm glad that we talked about this. More discussion questions later.
Some things are just meant to be. It never comes easily. And when it does, I'm already gone. Practically never still, more likely to move until I end up alone at will. My life continues inching along.
Hi, hi. It's me again. It's me and my pals. So that was some 80s music. More to come, but we have another discussion question. I'm going to ask you guys, what is the worst gift you've ever received? Because I get really bad gifts from this one aunt. I hope she doesn't listen.
Okay, so you should share then, if you have one on the tip of your tongue.
No, I want to hear from you guys.
Right, but you have yours already. We still have to think.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. I am just honored to receive a gift from anyone. I don't believe in bad gifts, Anna. You're so ungrateful.
Oh, shoot. I guess you're right. So this one aunt, I'm not going to name names. She... How do we even describe this? She gets like things that a 13-year-old girl would like for me, her 20-year-old niece, and they're always pink.
Ooh.
And I mean, she has like boys, so I guess maybe that's why. But like for my brother's 21st birthday, she got him a piggy bank. What does that mean?
That's kind of fun though. I like piggy banks.
Like just
save up some change. Yeah,
yeah. Store your change.
Go to a Coinstar.
See, that can be his beer money. You know, mm-hmm.
You're right.
He's 21.
You're right. Well, now he's 24. Oh. This is quite some time ago.
Robbie T.
Dude,
see
Robbie
you this
T.
summer.
Shout out. We're coming to Boulder, Robbie T. Kieran, have you been to a Coinstar recently?
Haven't had a reason to. But I do have a big old jar at home full of quarters that I intend to bring to a Coinstar when it's done.
Really?
No, Coinstar takes so much of your money. You should just bring it right to the bank. Coinstar takes like 20% of it.
That I intend to bring to the bank when it's done.
Ah, better. Coinstar, wow, that's a scam. Okay, so this is our PSA for the day, is don't go to Coinstar because they take 20% of your money when you're handing in your change. Can we, you know what? I'm segueing this question. Mm. I'd like to know what you guys think of coins. I think that they're really not that useful anymore.
I think that quarters are fun.
Quarters
like
the are
states fun. And stuff. I like that.
Like, yeah, but I think that they're just not relevant in society anymore.
Especially like pennies and nickels.
Yeah. Nothing costs a penny or a nickel.
Like but I think also it costs more to create a penny than it is worth.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's also like for the low value ones. Like if you look at other countries, they have like a dollar, $2, up to like $5 or equivalent, like five whatever in coins.
Right.
Like whatever their currency.
That makes sense. Like the euro, they have a $2 euro coin.
$2 euro.
Anna, I thought you were Parisian.
You're right. I went abroad. Did you guys hear?
Paris. Paris, mon amour.
Paris, Paris, the euro.
Et toi?
Oh, sorry. I hurt Bridget's ear with my French accent, I guess. But also she got a piercing, so maybe that's why. But I really, you know, let's think about that.
Coinstar's free is 12%.
12%? That's highway robbery.
Mm-hmm. Is that the money fee or the gift card fee?
There's no fee for gift card, but money fee.
That's highway robbery. You heard it here first. Go to the bank if you have a lot of change. Here's some tunes.
Lifted flatter again, and my mouth lifted high.
KT with a PSA.
Here's a PSA about alternative scouting. Would you like to be a Boy Scout but never got the chance? Mm-hmm. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England area. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-ed inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855.
Thanks, Kieran.
Of course.
petite love checked into my heart and trashed it like a hotel room. Who is your garment? Is she? She wants to bury me in Austin or never she go. She don't want to be a man or a woman. She wants to be your love.
Oh, discussion question time. Okay. What was the dumbest thing that you did as a little kid that, like, actually caused trouble and you had no idea why? It seemed like a great idea at the time. I'll start. When I was in fourth grade, I stuck a bobby pin in an electrical outlet because it looked like it fit perfectly.
And what happened?
Well,
did you electrocute yourself?
I zapped myself and I said, ow. And the teacher was like, what's that? And I said, I put a bobby pin in the electrical outlet. She said, why'd you do that? I said, I don't know. It looked like it fit. And then she ushered everyone out of the room and they had to get a janitor to take it out.
Oh, goodness, Kieran.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking, when I was in kindergarten, Mom, I know you're listening. I remember when I was in kindergarten, Miss Reach's class, I set my nap towel blanket thing. I like remember this so vividly, right by the prize bin, because in my kindergarten, everyone, or like in my elementary school, everyone would walk around with cupcakes for the teachers when it was your birthday, and then the teachers would give you like a prize or a present. And I remember putting my nap towel blanket right near the prize bin, and I was with Chase Whalen and Sonali Rai, and maybe they were a bad influence on me, I don't know, but I remember I would like pilfer little like pencils and erasers, and no one ever found out.
Oh.
But now they'll know.
Wow.
We just found out.
For me, my brother and I really liked those frisbees with like the hole in the middle. They were basically just like a ring. Mm. And we would always obviously try and do like sweet frisbee tricks. And so one time he decided that I should stand on the like patio table and like dramatically leap off it to catch the frisbee. And obviously wiped out and like cracked a rib.
Oh, but dear.
It looked cool.
I'm sure it looks cool.
Because like in our minds, like he was Tom Brady and I was Randy Moss.
Right. Football. But I get it.
I don't think
I know sports.
I don't think Tom and Randy would do something like that.
Probably not. They would make the connection. Yeah. They'd make the pass, as they say. We were all deviant children, I think. We all turned out okay.
We're doing great.
We're all here at Tufts University.
Go Bows.
Go Bows.
Roll Bows.
Roll Bows.
Everyone should come to the pub for the volleyball club volleyball fundraiser next Thursday.
1 week from today.
1 week from
682
today.
682 Broadway.
Good
come
mozzarella
out and
sticks.
Support your Bows.
And get mozzarella sticks and play foosball. And they're going to
raffle off pub sweatshirts too. That's
pub sweatshirts.
Fun.
And also we're going to send them to St. Louis, Missouri for nationals.
The gateway to the West.
The gateway to the West. I don't know why I did that.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want.
on Karma Chameleon. We're going to discuss some things. So, Bridget, you were supposed to come up with a discussion question.
I'm so shook right now. Okay, discussion question. What is your favorite cartoon from childhood? Go.
Don't do this.
Mine is Secret Life of the Teenage Robot.
Whoa. I remember that one. That one was really good. Okay, I'd have to say my favorite... I was always really scared of Courage the Cowardly Dog. It always scared me a lot, I must say. I don't know what my favorite was, though. Kieran?
I need to think about this. There's so many.
We have a new fun guest with us. You want to introduce yourself?
Hey, what's up? It's DJ Shawcaller.
Don't do this. You had one job. Introduce yourself normally.
DJ Shawcaller.
DJ Shawcaller.
Codename Kids Next Door was great.
I was scarred by the lice episode of that.
I don't remember it. Are they the secret agents?
Yeah. In the treehouse.
Oh, they had a really good video game online. Mm. Like a really? PC game about that, where you were the secret agent.
The only one I ever really played was Pop Tropica.
Do you guys remember Putt-Putt?
I love Pop Tropica.
Do you remember Putt-Putt?
Do you remember Putt-Putt?
Putt-Putt the purple car?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember Putt-Putt. I'm thinking about a lot of things. Is it basic to say that SpongeBob is like my favorite?
It's
a great show. Ethan's telling me that it seems a little basic.
It's a great show, but is it your favorite childhood cartoon?
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to think about it. I'm going to have to come back to this question. This was a real thinker, kids. Let's dive into the 80s again. Moment of silence for George Michael. Now Ethan has a discussion question for us.
So here's what I'm thinking, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious if you would prioritize fashion over comfort, and if so, why? And if not, why?
Really depends.
I think it depends on the situation.
Situation and just how stylish are we talking here?
Well, let's say, hypothetically, extremely stylish,
mm-hmm.
Mm.
But it's cold.
Mm.
Okay, so maybe you have like so, long johns or something like that.
I'm wearing long johns currently.
No.
Are you really?
Are you really? Oh, confirmed. Kieran Taylor is wearing long johns. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Great minds think alike, I guess.
So here's what's great about long johns. You don't really have to sacrifice fashion. You can have both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You can keep warm, but you can still wear...
You can keep cozy on the down low.
Yeah, you
can on the still down and
wear
low.
Your skinny jeans.
Plus, they make like... They make whatever jeans you're wearing that much cozier. It's like they're hugging your leg that much more.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have other thoughts?
So
this is just really just a PSA to wear more long johns.
So I have a couple of thoughts about this. The other day, I went into New York to hang out with my friend Ethan Geismar, and I wore shoes because I thought they were cute.
Oh no.
And they were my mom's shoes. Mom. You were right. As always, she's listening right now. Shout out to Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. And so she said, why would you wear shoes like that? Your feet are going to hurt. And I was like, no, they're not going to hurt. Anyways, long story short, I ended up destroying my feet. And now I have blisters all over my feet, and it's really gross.
It was about the size and shape of an egg.
Yep, that would be correct, on my heel. Yeah. It finally doesn't hurt anymore, but that's because I've been doing Epsom salt baths on my feet. And that's been fun.
So that was a fashion over comfort.
So that would be fashion over comfort, and it worked out poorly for me. And my mom just texted me, I know I'm right all the time. So... We know that too, Mom. You're obviously right. What about you, Bridget? Weigh in.
Definitely situation oriented. Like, if you're going to a formal event, you're not going to be comfortable. But if you're going to class, you're not going to be looking chic. There you go.
Short and sweet. I love it. Thank you for everyone's input. Here is another song.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me. To be
thanks, Neil, for your great songstery. So we're gonna play like one or two more songs. Here's a little preview. It's Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. But I wanted to say thanks for listening. If you've been listening to us, we're gonna just end the day with some good tunes, some good vibes. And I just wanted to say this is Preserve Jams. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. I hope you have a great Thursday. Do you guys want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been Bumping with DJ Shaw.
All right.
See ya.